Mira Signer, executive director of the National Alliance on Mental Illness of Virginia, says the Senate's Marketplace Virginia plan would provide health coverage for the mentally ill, necessary for them to live in their communities, work, and provide for their families.
There's no way Virginia can be successful in reforming its mental health system without addressing this enormous problem. We all know too well the tragedies that can occur when necessary mental health services are not available.
Jennifer Miller is a Northern Virginia resident who had a successful career as a writer until a few years ago when she developed bipolar and post-traumatic stress disorder. She was hospitalized twice, could no longer work, and lost her health insurance.
Being without health care coverage is scary. Having a mental health crisis had a serious impact on my life and my ability to function, and I don't want to go through that again. What I want is the peace of mind that comes with having health insurance coverage. I want to be able to have regular appointments with specialists who can help me. I'm also concerned that my emergency services will run out and I don't know where I will turn for help. I don't qualify for Medicaid the way the program is currently structured because I'm not disabled. I can't afford insurance through the state exchange. Lawmakers need to know that people like me work hard, but without coverage, we just can't afford the mental health care we need to stay healthy.
Signer says 77,000 adult Virginians with mental health disorders are uninsured. Of these, 40,000 suffer from a serious condition like schizophrenia or bipolar disorder.
The House of Delegates has absolutely no plan or proposal to provide insurance coverage to the uninsured. In fact, the House voted against the Senate proposal just last week. And while we appreciate the $48 million package for mental health services in the House budget, this amount pales in comparison to what the Senate's plan will accomplish. With these services, this population can avoid unnecessary emergency room visits and costly hospitalizations.
Behavioral health care has been identified as one of the biggest drivers of cost increases to Virginia's Medicaid program. Though Signer says those suffering from mental illness should not be forced to go without coverage, while the existing Medicaid program is studied and reformed.
It's extremely important to have a Medicaid system that is efficient, that's effective, that uses resources wisely. There are efforts underway currently that would do that. There are reforms, there are coordination efforts, quality of care efforts, and that's good. But in the meantime, it's too important to leave these adults in the coverage gap waiting. We can't wait any longer.
Margaret Nimmo Crow, Executive Director of Voices for Virginia's Children.
1/4 of those adults who are uninsured, who fall into the coverage gap, are parents of children under the age of 18. And we know from research that when parents are insured, they're much more likely to have insurance for their children and to take them to the doctor to get preventive checkups, preventive care. That also includes mental health care. But we know that treating mental health issues as soon as symptoms begin to appear is absolutely critical to have the best health outcomes, whether we're talking about children or adults.
The Senate plan adds $1.2 billion in new funding for community mental health services between now and 2022. This includes coverage for crisis intervention and stabilization, day treatment, prescriptions, hospitalization, and various substance abuse services. Craig Carper, WCVE News, Capitol Square.